Yeshua to the rescue, Exodus from Egypt. Our Hebrew ancestors, Aaron and Moses, bravely went and spoke with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. They told him, "This is what Yah, the Elohim of Israel, says. Let my people go, so they may hold a festival in my honor in the wilderness." But the king replied,
"And who is Yah? Why should I listen to him? I don't know Yah, and I will not let Israel go."
Pharaoh was so angry after hearing Moses and Aaron's request on behalf of Yah that he sent orders to the Egyptian slave drivers and the Israelite foremen that same day.
"Do not supply any more straw for making bricks. Let them get it themselves, but still require them to make the same daily amount. They are lazy. That is why they're crying out. Therefore, load them down with more work. Make them sweat. That will teach them to listen to lies."
When Moses saw how miserable his fellow Hebrew brothers and sisters became, he went back to Yah and prayed, "Why have you brought all this trouble on your own people, Master? Why did you send me? Ever since I came to Pharaoh as your spokesman, he has been even more brutal to your people." Yah answered and said,
"Moses, go back to Pharaoh. Because his heart is hard, he will do everything he can to resist me and keep my people in bondage. However, he will eventually feel the force of my strong hand. He will let my people go. In fact, he will force all of Israel to leave his land."
Once more, Moses and Aaron appeared to Pharaoh, the king of the Egyptians, as Yah commanded. While there, Aaron threw down his staff and it became a snake. But when Pharaoh saw his own magicians had done the same, he was not impressed. He stubbornly refused to listen to the message Yah gave through Moses. Yah then told Moses to warn Pharaoh that if he did not let his people go, he would turn the Nile into a river of blood. But when it happened, Pharaoh was still unmoved. That is when Yah brought a series of plagues on all the Egyptians. He sent frogs, gnats, and flies that came in such large numbers they swarmed the land, covering everything and everyone. Still, Pharaoh was stubborn and kept the Hebrew families in bondage. Yah then sent mysterious diseases on the Egyptian animals, causing them to die. This was followed by terrible, itchy, painful boils that broke out on the skin of the Egyptians all over their bodies. But still, Pharaoh refused to let Yah's people go. Hail then fell from the sky and destroyed all the livestock in the field and all the crops the Egyptian farmers had planted for food. Then a cloud of locusts swooped down and stripped the vegetation in the city and countryside where the Egyptians lived. Every green leaf and blade of grass was eaten up by the locusts. Finally, the land was covered in darkness for 3 whole days. As Yah had told Moses and Aaron, Pharaoh did in fact continue to resist the many miraculous signs, plagues, and disasters. He was truly stubborn and continued to keep the Hebrews in bondage. Moses and Aaron had been visiting Pharaoh throughout all the plagues, and during each plague, Pharaoh would agree to let the Hebrews go. But when Moses stopped the plagues from happening, Pharaoh would change his mind. Finally, Yah said to Moses,
"I will send one last plague upon the Egyptians, after which Pharaoh will force all of Israel to leave his country."
Then Yah gave Moses another message to deliver. So Moses announced to Pharaoh, "About midnight tonight, I will pass through the middle of Egypt, and every firstborn male from the royal household to the servants' quarters will die. Even the firstborn from the livestock will die. Then a loud wail will rise throughout the land of Egypt, a wail like no one has heard before. There will be great tears of sadness flowing from parents mourning their children. Only my people will be spared this disaster. Then all the officials of Egypt will beg us to leave. They will say, hurry and take all your followers with you. After saying all these things to Pharaoh, Moses then stormed out from Pharaoh's presence and went to his Hebrew family and friends to prepare them for the final judgment the Egyptians were going to suffer that very night. Moses spoke to the whole community of Israel, instructing each family to choose a lamb or goat and kill it that evening. They were to take some of the blood from the animal and smear it on the top of the door frames of the houses where they were to eat the lamb or goat. So the people of Israel did just as Yah had commanded through Moses and Aaron. That night, Yah kept his promise and killed all the firstborn sons of the Egyptians, even the firstborn of the livestock. Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron during the night.
Get out,
he ordered.
Leave my people and take the rest of the Israelites with you. Go and worship Yah as you have requested.
Before the sun rose the next morning, all the Hebrews set off, taking their flocks and herds with them. The mourning Egyptians watched the Israelites with great sorrow and anguish as they walked off to freedom in the desert.